Star of E's reality show, Flip It Like Disick, Lindsay Diamond is in studio. AfterBuzz TV starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes! Hello, everyone. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We're here in studio, and we are so excited to break down episode 3 of Flip It Like Disick. It's entitled Mickey versus Malibu. Right? So I am joined by amazing co-hosts. My name is Maggie Clark, everyone, and I am joined by On, the King of Calabasas.
Hi, guys.
Yes, and we have Rivette, who is the e-reality queen.
Hi.
Yes, and Missy is here. She is our Kardashian super fan.
Hey, guys.
And, of course, most importantly, we have our live in-studio guest, Lindsay Diamond. Woo! Welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me.
This is so fun.
Yes.
So fun to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, thank you for joining us, Lindsay. We are so excited to have Lindsay. Lindsay is Scott's personal assistant and also a huge star on Flip It Like Disick.
And This episode, I'm obsessed.
Thank you. This is a funny episode.
It was. You were funny this episode.
Thank you.
I mean, Scott is
so funny.
He is.
I mean, duh.
Yes.
So you're like a funny good assistant. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
You guys are so fun.
We have fun.
You are fun.
You guys have great chemistry.
Thank you. Yes. I mean, we've been doing this for long enough.
So, totally.
Yeah, we kind of, we know. You know.
Well, we're going to get into an amazing interview with Lindsay later today. But first of all, we're going to go over our topics for the evening. So we're going to be talking about our Jed Smith house, the Malibu house and the open house, and Scott's pool remodel. So I want to hear what your overall thoughts on the episode was, guys. So go ahead on. Tell us what you thought.
I thought it was funny. Like, I loved it. It was funny. A lot of drama, a lot's happening, that we'll get into it, but it was funny. And I love funny shows.
Yes.
I love it. I mean, I was cracking up the whole time, but also the drama, like Mickey with like everything that was going on with that, I was living for it. I really loved this episode.
Yeah, like everyone else was saying, I think the drama keeps me going because it keeps me entertained, you know, it keeps pulling me back. Mickey is like the gem, like hidden gem, I feel like. He always brings the drama, the spicy. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Yes. I mean, Mickey was overly dramatic this episode and all of us watching together, it was really funny. We all kept gasping at certain times in the episode. What did you think of this episode, Lindsay?
I thought this episode was hilarious.
Yes.
I mean, Mickey is always entertaining, obviously. But I mean, it was great. There's so much more that I'm just like, this episode in particular was very funny. Mm-hmm.
It was. Yeah. So let's jump in and talk about the Jed Smith house. Okay, so the drama about the Jed Smith house was, first of all, Mickey does not want to demo the basketball court. And they also have these issues with the support wall having to go down and moving the furnace. So all of a sudden, there's all this extra money that needs to be taken up in the budget for these unexpected things. So what did you guys think about how Mickey dealt with all of the challenges?
I mean, how Mickey deals with, like, anything from what we've seen is, like, not the proper way to go about things, in my opinion. I mean, I think he's so over the top and dramatic. I don't personally see myself working with Mickey. I mean, then again, we are watching a show, so I don't really know how played up it is or isn't, but he's a lot to deal with. I mean, I don't think I could handle that.
Yeah, I feel like Mickey really doesn't know how to handle stress well because he is taking over a massive project. You know, there's a lot of things that get done at the Jed Smith house. So, you know, taking on that is a lot, but I feel like he can always ask for help. And I feel like since he's kind of stubborn, he doesn't want to ask for the help. So I think that's what's kind of going on. But, you know, he plays into that over dramatic, which I love. So
yeah. I just don't know, like, what his role in this, like, the whole team, because, like, who cares if you like it or not? Just do it because the boss, wherever he is, said to do it. Which, Mickey, I love you, but in the same time, what's your job here? Like, are you doing the job, what you asked for, or are you part of, like, the design team? Like, I just don't know yet why your opinion is so
stubborn. I totally agree.
Like, do your job.
I totally agree with all you guys.
Yeah.
Wait, let's Let's do this again. Scott is here with us in studio, you guys.
He's always with us.
He's always in our hearts. But yeah, I totally agree. I think Mickey needs to listen to Scott. I mean, maybe he isn't in favor of some of the things that Scott says, but Scott's the boss. Mm-hmm. All right, Mickey, you got to listen to Scott.
Yeah.
What do you think, Lindsay?
I mean, look, there's a lot of opinions that I've just said, and, you know, just kind of bite my tongue. You're not wrong. But I also, Mickey is so passionate about everything he does. So I think that sometimes makes him a little emotional when it comes to work, which, you know.
He's putting all of his heart into it.
Yeah. That's why. And it's on TV. So it's like, you have to be extra passionate because, you know, everyone's seeing it.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. I see a lot. So I guess I'm a little biased.
You're more understanding of Mickey, it seems like.
He's just, he really is so passionate about everything he does. So
that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should be invested emotionally in your work.
I mean, you know, if it was in general, he's passionate about everything, but especially because it's on television, I think it's escalated.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you guys think about the fact that Scott took matters into his own hands and he was driving around that little tractor and he started demoing the basketball court? What do you guys think about that?
That's like so Scott to do it.
Totally.
So, I couldn't expect anything else. So, that's how he is. He's funny. He's doing things on his way. And I loved it.
But he was also
the perfect scene ever.
He was also irritated with Mickey because he's like, he's been saying since, the first episode, he wants the basketball court gone. And Mickey's like, no, let's keep it. So I think, you know, Scott was like, I'm just going to do it myself. Me and Benny are going to do this. And then it just turned out to be, catastrophe.
craziness.
You know, but that's Scott, so it was entertaining for sure.
Yeah, I thought for sure he was going to hurt himself. I was holding my breath the whole time, oh my god, he did a thing. I'm like, no, he hurt his back, this is gonna end up in the hospital. It didn't, thankfully, but for a second there, I was so worried. I'm like, does he know how to ride this thing? Scary, guys.
It was so entertaining. I loved it. And then when they were going around in circles, and then when Mickey ran up to him and jumped on and then pulled the keys out, oh, I was dying. Hilarious. What did you think of that whole situation?
I mean, that is Scott Disick in a nutshell. I'm doing this. This is going to happen. But that's what gets Scott to where he is. Mm-hmm. There's no thought process behind it. It's just, we're doing it, and he gets it done. And he got it done. He doesn't think about the repercussions.
Right.
You know, he just does it.
Well, now he's in trouble.
Yeah, but
it'll be fine.
Scott will glaze everything over, I think.
No, well, he's the Lord, no?
Yeah. Yeah. The Lord always finds his way.
The Lord finds a way.
Finds a way.
Well, let's move on and talk about the Malibu house, because that was really entertaining to see the open house and to see how that whole situation progressed. But what did you guys think about bringing the Lord back and seeing Scott transform?
I loved getting the Lord back. I've missed him.
Right?
And I'm so thankful for you for bringing that out of him.
Yes, thank you. I've been saying, I'm like, look, I'm loving this new laid back look you're doing, but come on.
Yeah.
People fell in love with the Lord.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, we need
that's
that back.
That's the iconic Scott.
Right.
And you know it. So.
I know LD at his finest.
You're bringing it back, and I love it.
Thank you.
The fans love the Lord.
Yes.
I feel like the Lord is authentic. He's like him 100% self, and I just love that, and I feel like bringing it back was definitely needed, because it just added entertainment. He's like, the Lord is back. Like, I would be super excited if I was at that open house. I'd be like, yes, we're gonna have a great time.
But I don't know what she'll think about it. What Courtney's gonna think about that. Are we gonna see it next episode?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think we're gonna have to watch.
Okay, we're gonna talk about it later.
Yeah. So the open house, you guys, was really entertaining because it was this tropical Hawaii theme, right? Yeah. And it was so beautiful. It was such an extra open house because I've gone to an open house recently.
Oh, good for
and
you.
These open homes have had dry donuts in a corner and bottled water. I mean, this had Hawaiian food, hula dancers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
It was over the top.
Oh my gosh.
Beyond. I mean, but come on. Scott would never do it any other way.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you seeing Scott bring some Dunkin' Donuts? No.
No. No way.
Can you imagine?
And boxes of coffee?
No way. And literally, I don't even know if it did it justice when he walked in. people were literally like, as if like the king has arrived. Like, I'm not kidding. It was like people like dropped their cups. Like, people were going crazy.
No.
Yeah, it was like,
was it a real surprise that she's there? Yes. Like, the buyers didn't know?
No, not at all.
Oh, wow.
Because they had already come. So he like walked in, everyone was dying.
No. It was like, I wish they would have showed that more on the show to see everyone's reaction.
People were like, literally shocked.
No.
I mean, and he really had a presence because people really haven't seen him dressed up like that.
Yeah. Right. So what color was that suit?
It was like a salmon.
Ooh, oh, so I love good. It. And I love that you snatched it. You're like, I'm going to take this with me.
I'm like, if you don't want it, I do.
You can totally take it in and rock it.
I'm like, or I can give it to my boyfriend. Like, we'll figure it out.
Oh my gosh. So what did you guys think of Mickey trying to sabotage the sale of the Malibu home?
Well, that's the only thing. Mickey. I'm on your side, but that was a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, let's sell this house, move on with the show. You worked so hard to sell this house. This open house probably wasn't cheap. Why? Like, what's the point? Like, I get it, the ego, I get it, the show, but at the same time, it's a real open house, no? So, why?
Yeah.
I feel like he didn't want to let the Malibu house go because he was, like, using it as his, like, second, like, bachelor pad. Like,
his personal home.
Swimming, like, in the jacuzzi, using it as his, like, for his pets. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no.
His pets. No, and like I said, sometimes he's a little too passionate.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I understand the passion and, you know, loving your work and everything, but the things he was saying about, like, this is what revenge is. Like, that is terrifying. Like, I don't want to, like, a person like that in my life to, like, work with or be friends with. That was, like, a little much for me. And, like, I can't really give him a pass for that one.
I agree with you. I get that he's emotionally invested. But, I mean, he was really saying awful things like, this is unsafe for children. I mean, it was crazy.
Because that was a little, like, being the realtor, she's like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he looked like he just came from the beach. He was wearing just a tank top. Yeah. And his sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, like not very professional.
Like stomping through the pond.
Oh, I'm like, throwing trash? I mean, how dare he? Mm-hmm. Oh, if I was Scott, I would be very upset. But ultimately, they ended up selling the house for, what, $5.5 million? So they made it $1.85 million profit. Like, that is unbelievable.
It's all in cash.
But it's all Cosette.
Who has that kind of cash?
I don't know, but Chris, I was very shocked.
We're looking for you, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, who are you, Chris?
Chris is the realtor. So it's Chris's client.
Oh, she was talking to the realtor. Yeah. Still, Chris.
Yeah. Chris, call us.
Yeah, let's do that.
In 15 days, they had to get the cash. Chris. I'm like, right. Who has that type of cash on them?
So the drama was Right. The drama was seriously unending in this episode, though, because next up, we're talking about Scott's pool, and Scott remodels his pool, and he has Leroy come to remodel it, and that's Mickey's friend and colleague, and Scott is supposed to have this loyalty to Mickey because they have this business together, they're on the same team, and then Scott goes behind his back and hires Leroy. What do you guys think about that?
Listen, when you want the job done, you get the job done. I'm sorry. Like, this is my Israeli self saying, because when we want something done, and Mickey should understand that, we want it done. And I totally feel Scott. Like, he wants the new pool, and he wants it now.
I get it.
And he also wants the Jed Smith house to be ready. So, Mickey can do everything.
Yeah, I agree.
And Leroy is so cute. He seems so cute.
He is cute, isn't he? Leroy, let's get him on the show.
Hey, bring Leroy in. He'll love it.
Right.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Scott wants his pool and he wants it now and he wants Mickey to focus on the Jed Smith house. I was surprised, however, when Benny brought Leroy to the Jed Smith house. That was like held my breath a little bit. I was shocked. And of course, Mickey had a fit. He's protective over his property.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
I feel like, why can't Mickey just work with other, like, work as a team? Like, this is a team project. So, like, yeah, if Leroy takes over the project with the pool up Jed Smith, like, they can help work together. Oh, I'll do this part, you'll do this part. But then, you know, his passion comes through. He's like, no, let me control everything. I would like to see that from Mickey. Like, I really want him to be, like, a team player.
Yeah, me too. But I did feel really bad for Mickey in this situation because I think that Scott should have given him a heads up because I think he felt really blindsided by it. Mm-hmm. And that would have hurt my feelings if I was in Mickey's situation.
Oh, that's the perfect scene for a TV show.
Oh, no.
I know. Right. Realistically.
So, yeah. Lindsay, will you tell us about this amazing infinity pool, Zero Edge?
The camera watching it didn't even do justice. It's the most insane. It's beyond beautiful.
Oh, pool. My God.
And backyard. It's amazing. Oh. And that view with it, it's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing.
It's stunning.
It's so stunning. It's so beautiful.
Wait, are we going to see you, like, diving in?
We now already saw it.
They threw me in. You think I'm going to go topless in the pool or something? No. I'm not. I don't go in the pool ever after that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, was that
freezing?
It was freezing?
Yeah.
Oh, were you shocked? Did you see it coming?
I mean, there's never an ordinary day with them, so I'm like, it's not shocking, no. But I'm like, it was fun, like, whatever.
Why
sure,
didn't they turn on the heaters? Like, I'll be like, turn on the heater before I jump in.
I don't know, it's literally freezing, my lips were purple after.
Okay, so why are all the women on this show getting thrown into a cold pool? Because Willa got thrown into Steve Aoki's pool.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of like we're not letting them do it.
Sure.
I mean, didn't Willa jump?
She did.
She did. Yeah. She did willingly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was kind of pressured, though. Yeah. Anyway, so we have a special message for all of you after buzzers out there. And yeah. Missy's going to share it with
we
you.
We have a special message. So I just want to say, thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we need your help. So please subscribe on YouTube, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment. Lovely Rebecca here will give you a shout out. Mm-hmm. So you guys jump in that live chat and leave all your comments for Lindsay. And yeah, so continue to keep watching our show, guys.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out.
Yes, yeah. We're actually active in the live chat tonight. Thank you for joining us. D&G has one comment and they say, Scott needs to drop that temperamental diva contractor. His attitude and maturity level is ridiculous.
Ooh. No.
Stop. Those are
fighting words.
Harsh.
Wow.
Harsh. Straight to the point, but we love when you give us your honest and raw opinions. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Well, now for a special segment today, we are going to talk to Lindsay Diamond, Scott's personal assistant. We are so grateful to have you here, Lindsay.
Thank you so much.
I'm
so grateful to be here. You are so welcome. This is so fun. I'm like really in awe of watching y'all do this.
Oh, yay. Well, so we want to know, and the fans of the show want to know more about your relationship with Scott, and you're so real with him. You're unfiltered in your conversation with him, and we just want to know more about that relationship and how are you so real with him and how does he respond to that?
So it's one of those things, like, Scott is exactly what you see in who he is, and I think when someone is like that, it allows you to be like that as well. And I our dynamic is so authentic that it's like there's no other way to be, you know. It's like there's no room for fakeness. And Scott appreciates it. Like, I give it to him exactly, like, how I feel, exactly what I think. And he's the same way back to me. So it's like, I mean, that's just our relationship. And I think, like, it works.
It definitely does.
Yeah,
and that comes across for us as viewers. It seems so fun to watch the two of you go back and forth.
Well,
and
thanks.
You tease him a little bit, yeah. And he laughs, and it's great.
I mean, I laugh all the time.
Oh, that's, like, the best thing. You're going to work and you're having fun all day.
I think
that's
I laugh harder than anyone. And I'm like, I shouldn't be, because at the same time, I'm like, okay, business is this business. But, like,
right.
He's so funny. Like,
so
even
funny.
My mom tonight was, like, watching. She's like, oh, my God, he is so funny.
Oh.
Like, he is, like, a hoop. And, like, he literally makes everyone laugh all
so
the time.
Great.
He's hilarious.
So he's actually like that
all the time.
In real life.
He's hilarious.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, Mom, there's a reason he got his own show. Like, duh. He's so funny.
And shout out to Mom.
Yeah, go, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Listening, what up? But, yeah, no, he really is that funny.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's easy. It's easy to bounce back with someone like that.
And, like, what do you like most about working with him? That I'm dying to know.
That every day is so different and that you never know what you're going to get. I kind of like the spontaneity of it all. I also love, like, speaking of, like, how I was saying earlier, how he just, like, when he makes up his mind, he just does it. It kind of has made me become more of a risk taker, because it's like, you watch, like, how he'll just, like, go into an idea and just do it and not really think about, I mean, it can be bad, not really think about the repercussions, but at the same time, he's, like, created so much stuff off of doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And just, like, going after what he wants to do.
And he'll have an idea and he'll actually carry it out.
And or he'll find a team who can carry it out. So it kind of just allows you to, like, take risk and, you know, I don't know. I think that part makes life so fun and spontaneous.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so fun. So what would you say Scott loves most about having you as his assistant?
I think my energy.
Yeah.
He's always like, you always bring positive energy to the table. Aww. And I'm really creative. So it allows him, like, I'll always think of new ideas. And I think he also, I mean, we laugh a lot together. Mm-hmm. So I would probably say my personality. I'm just freaking great. I think he would say my energy.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Even when you came in here, like, your energy literally brightened up the whole studio.
You're a sunshine. You're the sunshine here. We are, like, so
happy.
Wait,
you guys, I'm going to come every Sunday.
Please do. Yes. You're so always welcome.
I'm
going
to have a chair for you right here.
Stop.
We don't have that.
Thank you. No, I'm also, like, I'm an extrovert to the 10. So, like, there's always people around when I'm with Scott. So, it's, like, it's so fun for me because I'm, like, constantly hyper.
Oh, I love it.
It's fun.
I love
it. It's fun.
That's really good. You guys are, like, the perfect dynamic duo. Oh, but I just want to ask this one question. So, coming from a fashion background, what made you decide to take on this job?
That's a good question. Coming from a fashion background, I am a creative. So it's one of those things, like, it still allows me to constantly create new ideas and think of new. I can't fully go into too much, but, you know, we're always coming out with new ideas together, and it's like designing, but without the clothes part to it, if that makes sense.
Ooh, that does make sense.
And, I mean, I'm learning so much about home flipping, which is a lot like fashion design, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm learning, and Scott's taste is, like, unbelievable. So I'm learning so much about that whole world.
Wait, then what did you do before?
So I was a fashion designer at Forever 21.
Well,
wow.
And then I style too. And so I still will freelance style and design, but that was, like, I worked corporate before.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
So it's been like, it allows me just to, like, I kind of get the best of both worlds now, which is awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially as a creative type, being able to throw your ideas out there. It's really nice to feel valued. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. And, like, watch the ideas come to fruition. And, like, it's so crazy. And it's the craziest when I'm seeing them on TV because, like, I mean, it's wild. But it's so fun. Yeah. It's really cool.
What a great job.
Yeah. It seems so fun. And, like, it feels like it doesn't feel like work because you're, like, working, like, literally with your best friend, it sounds like.
He's still my boss.
You guys have a great relationship.
Well, yeah. I mean, we trust each other. So I think that's the most important.
Like, so important.
You know, I have his back, and it's just, like, you see so much. Like, here's the thing. You, like, hear so many people have their opinions about him, but, like, I see a side that, you know, people don't always get to see every day. So I'm like, I'm protective of him in a sense.
Of course.
You know? Yeah. And so it allows, I think the trust allows for us to get closer, and we, like, build a relationship off of that.
Yeah. And we could tell that you're protective of him from last episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you were saying, oh, no, this article's out there. I'm worried about you.
But this is her job. She needs to protect him.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't care about the comments. And I'm like, but I do. But, like, I mean, I wasn't as used to that. I mean, he's been in this for, what, 10 years?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. To me, this is new. So I'm like, oh my God, this is, like, what people say. This is, like, you know, like, he's like, why do you focus on that? Like, I don't need to know that.
If you're saying that, did you read comments about you on the show? How you feel
I've
about
had
that?
Okay, no. I'm like, I don't even go there. I don't need to know the good or the bad.
That's good.
No, we don't need to know that. Focus on that. Oh my God, that would
Because people are so brave behind computers.
Yeah,
so don't read it.
I can't read that.
Because you're amazing on the show, so who cares
what
you say?
You know what? I'm not doing it for... Well, thank y'all. I can't read the good or the bad, because I don't need to know either way.
You just gotta listen to that Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, girl, I just gotta hear that The new one?
Yeah, where she's like, you know, just worry about yourself, like, why are you such a hater?
You need to calm down.
Thank you. Our reality expert is also number one Swiftie.
But no, you do need a lesson. I mean, that is I can't, because it's like, why? And it sounds hypocritical because it's like, why am I reading him the comments? But like I said, I'm not doing that either way anymore. It's just not healthy.
Sure.
That's good.
We don't even know what people are saying. We just don't.
Who cares what they say?
Exactly.
So out of the whole cast, who are you closest with besides Scott?
Oh, Cosette.
Oh, yeah. She seems awesome.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's the best.
I mean, look, I love everyone, but Cosette and I, we just, like, have something. We've lately especially, like, have grown a lot closer. And, like, Benny, they've both been so good to me that it's, like, I just love them both so much. Aww. Yeah, they're great people.
That's awesome.
And I love Willow so much. Like, I love. But, I mean, I'm really close with, I would say all three of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love all.
Do you guys have any other questions?
I do, actually. Do you have any memory, either on or off screen, with Scott? Like, what's your most memorable or, like, funniest or, like, just best memory?
With Scott.
Oh,
good.
I'm sure there's been a lot of fun moments.
My best memory? I, like, cannot even think of my best. Such a good question. I, like, don't know.
I'm sure there's just so many, and you guys are just cracking each other up, like, constantly, so it's probably hard to, like, think of one.
I mean,
yeah, we put you on the spot.
I can't think of my best memory with him.
Great.
Maybe when they threw you
back
in the pool.
Right, when they threw me in the pool. I can't even think of the moment. Sorry, that was... That was a hard one.
It's just so fun watching you guys on screen. I'm like, I wonder how it is, like, off camera, and they're just all having fun and, like, working together.
I mean, maybe I can't. Like, I can say that anyway. So no, I don't know.
Okay,
go with the pool.
Well, guys, now we're gonna move into our news and gossip section.
I'm excited.
All right, guys, today for our news and gossip section, we're going to have Lindsay share a little bit of gossip with us about Scott.
Oh.
So what do you think, Lindsay? What can you share with us about something that the fans wouldn't know about Scott?
Surprisingly, I don't know if this is, like, really juicy, but Scott really hates cursing.
No way.
I was, like, thinking, I'm like, what would be juicy? Scott hate cursing, and, like, for some reason being around the guys more, like, I feel like they curse more, and, like, I, you know, when you hear it more, you kind of do it more, which I'm not proud about, sorry.
Sure.
And, like, I noticed tonight, and I was like, oh, why was I cursing? But it really bothers him. Like, if you curse, he'll, like, it really disappoints him.
Wow.
And even though he might do it, he does not like it at all.
I'm really shocked to hear that, to be honest, because he has such, you know, he used to be such a partier and, like, in the clubs, and I don't know, I could just imagine him kind of having a dirty mouth.
He's getting mad when people are cursing around him?
It's like he will...
Getting upset?
Yeah, like, he just finds it, like, gross. Like, he doesn't like it.
I like it, though.
You like cursing?
Well, shit. No, oops.
I'm telling Scott.
Yeah, no, I'm telling Scott. I don't like it.
You know what? I think that makes sense, though, because he's a dad and he has three very young children, and he probably wants to make sure that his language is clean in front of them so he doesn't influence them in a bad way. And he seems like such an amazing dad.
He's the most. That is, like, it's like I'm, like, speechless when I watch him around his kids. Like, genuinely unbelievable. Yeah, it's like that's his world.
That's amazing.
And, like, everything they do, he's, like, in awe of. It's amazing. It really is. Like, I'm like, dang, you're a really good dad. See, why did I say damn?
Said damn, too.
No, I can do whatever I want to say, but, like, he doesn't approve it.
Yeah.
He doesn't like that.
I loved it.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing
fun
that.
Fact.
Yeah. We got two fun facts.
I know.
So, he's a great dad and doesn't like cursing.
Aww.
Love that.
Well, let's get into some predictions for episode 4, guys.
Do you like our special?
Yes,
I really.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm coming every Sunday.
Please do.
No, please
do.
Like, what are we at the
room? We would love to have you. So fun. All right, guys. Let's start with you, Missy. What do you think is going to happen next week?
Prediction. So I feel like they're still going to have issues with the Jed Smith house because they left on not getting approved to demo the basketball court. So I feel like they're going to be doing something with that. Obviously, more drama with Mickey, so I'm excited to see what's going to happen next.
I'm here for French Montana next week.
Oh, yeah.
I need to know what's happening. Are they remodeling his house? Maybe you can tell us.
I can't say more. But something good.
I'm just excited for it. I like with Scott. I love when he hangs out with, like, French Montana or, like, those people, because I feel like it's just so funny to watch and, like, so much fun. Can't wait.
Yeah. I don't know. What's going to happen with Mickey? That's, like, stressing me out right now. Which I hope that, like, everything will be fine, because I'm all, like, you know, let's get peace and everybody happy. And what I hope to see, it's Lindsay with her dress on the interviews. What?
Ooh,
that, I love that.
It was a bang pants.
Yes.
Was
it
a jumpsuit?
It was a jumpsuit.
No, it was bomb. Okay, I love super cute.
Thank you so much. My mom, again, sorry.
I love the show.
My mom today was like, why were you wearing black so much in the episodes? I'm like, Mom, do you have, like, do you want to buy me a new outfit for every episode I wear? So people are happy now.
Love this dress. I want to see more of that.
It looks amazing on you.
Yeah.
That's what I want. With a dress and peace with everybody.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Let me think. So I also am excited to see French Montana. And you know that nosy neighbor? I think we're going to see more of him. Yeah. I think he's not.
No, he's not going to be on the show. He's going to
No, but I think
drama.
He's going to be, you know, peering around, taking one. More photos. Yeah, I think we're going to see him again. And I'm hoping to see more of Lindsay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, there should be more. There will be more. There definitely will be more.
Good, good. Any hints you can give us?
The pink? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Any more hints? No, but it gets really good.
So keep watching.
Keep watching. I can't give hints. I just have to say, keep watching. It's good stuff.
Can't wait.
And we will. And we're hoping that you're going to be right here with us with our AfterBuzz TV after show. And that about wraps it up for today, guys. Lindsay, thank you so much
for
joining us in studio.
Thank you so much for coming.
I'm not kidding. It might be a...
A regular.
Can you leave?
So, Lindsay, where can everybody find you on social media?
Okay, so I'm not big on Twitter. Is that okay to say?
Okay.
Okay. But, I mean, Instagram, L Diamond Style. Find me there.
All right.
Yeah.
L Diamond Style. What about you, Missy?
Hey, guys. You can find me at Missy Vernier on Instagram.
And you can find me at Revesoro on all social media platforms and YouTube as well.
You can find me on I Am On Mikhail on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. And I'm going to tag Lindsay today so you guys all can follow her from my page.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram.
Follow her. She's fun.
And you guys, I'm Maggie Clark. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find me at Maggie Clark on camera on Instagram and at Maggie on camera on Twitter. And we will see you next week. Woo! Thank you so much for joining us, everyone.
Thank you.
See you later, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.